Hi cuties, this is Danielle. Thank you so much for joining us. This is actually just a small preview of our Patreon exclusive episode. You can hear the entire episode starting with a $3 membership on Patreon. See the link in the show notes. Love you, mean it.
What up? What up?
Hi.
What's going on?
How are you?
Megan, stop it. We're not doing this all damn day, okay?
Hey, somebody listen.
Pick one.
You. And then
okay.
Me.
Okay, thank you. Hey, how are you?
I'm chilling. I'm tired.
What have you been up to?
I feel like I've been up all damn day. I got up early. I was working out. And then I taught 3 fitness classes. So, yeah, yes. I'm tired.
Okay. Yeah, you worked. You deserve to be tired. Literally. At that point. After 1 fitness class. Because that's more than I did today. So
after just the day.
As you drink your White Claw. I love it.
Can you hear us okay? Does everything sound good on your end?
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Awesome.
Good. I do need to start my Audacity, Megan. Sorry.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
Pineapple. Okay. Make sure my phone's on silent so you don't yell at me. Okay. I'm ready.
Because you know I will. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that. Is a big ass jug of orange juice, and I love it.
It's actually pineapple mango juice.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, this is what I typically mix my vodka with. But
sounds very tasty. Yeah,
I love how you're like, thank you. Time out. That is a giant jug. Okay.
But also, thank you for joining us today. We really, really appreciate it.
No problem. Glad to be here.
So we always like to start out with the hardest hitting, toughest question that you will get from us all damn day. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Cool. If you could magically become fluent in any language, what would it be and why?
Mandarin. I would say Mandarin just because I feel like that's a language where if I were to speak it, people would be like, what the fuck? And just be kind of shocked.
Yeah. Is it because you're black or just because it's you?
Oh, 1,000% black. Like, this black dude speaks Mandarin? Like, excuse me, what? And I probably said that because Rush Hour is one of my favorite movies ever. So, me and Jackie could just talk.
It all makes sense. What were you like growing up? Like, I just want to know, what were you like as a kid?
As a kid, I'm an only child. I have a very, very active imagination. It's probably evident by some of my tweets, but I did a lot of stuff to entertain myself. So, growing up, I mean, I was very intelligent, so I would get in trouble in school because I would get bored easily. So the teacher would be like, hey team, or hey class, take 20 minutes to finish your math assignment. And I'd be done in like 5 to 10 minutes. And then I'm over here trying to talk to people, whatever, while they're trying to work. So I was that badass kid that got good grades because he was bored early.
You were just mingling. That's important. Social skills, right?
Yeah.
It is. But I was that kid. There's a funny story. I like to meet people. I like to talk to people. And my mom liked to travel. So every year we would go somewhere internationally. And we went to France one time. It was just her and I. And I was walking around we were doing something. And she was like, stay right here. And I saw this family that had this really, really cute girl. And mind you, I'm like 8. So I walk over there and I'm black, they're white. And I'm over here trying to talk, whatever. I end up walking off with that family talking and I lost my mom for probably a few hours in a country where neither of us speak French.
Oh my gosh. Did she whoop you?
She must have been terrified.
Beat the shit out of me.
That's some stuff I would do. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm glad I saw you. Don't you ever.
Not on your life.
It was a wrap. So I'm that person like, hey, what's over here? And just that's how I was as a kid. Mm-hmm. So they put one of those eventually. I was definitely that kid that had that backpack that was a leash.
The leash backpack at Disneyland. Yeah.
Get your ass back over here.
Tried to get one of those and all my for my son who's now 13 and actually took well, he tried to take Mandarin this summer and is actually taking French. So he's really excited. We're going to take him to Montreal whenever we can. But I tried to get one of those backpacks, and my cousin Sarita slapped me and was like, no, don't you dare do my godson like that. Do not put that little monkey backpack on that little black boy. So he was not allowed.
No. Where else did you guys travel internationally when you were young?
My mom was, I didn't appreciate it. So it would be like, it would always be over Christmas break, those 2 weeks you got off as a kid. And I just wanted to hang with my friends, whatever. And my mom would be like, no, we're going to Italy. And I'm like, why? What? Like, I just want to stay here. Like, nah. So we would go, we went on a shit ton of cruises as growing up. I went on every Disney cruise possible. And we started to hit, we went to Germany, went to France a couple of times. I've been to London a few times with her. Went to Canada a few times, Iceland. So we would do stuff like that. And then once you get older and you start to appreciate it, when mom's still footing the bill, you're like, hey, can we go to Greece? Like, nah, you a freshman in college, you good?
If you're playing, you got it. You're paying the airfare in your hotel room, sure.
Here's the one thing I will say. It is a very humbling experience to go from mom's bill to your own bill.
Amen.
And I mean, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I was a little spoiled growing up, and once you get that, you get on that plane and you realize mom ain't paying for that plane ticket, and you sit in 32E.
Mm-hmm. Right by the bathrooms, and
right, bathroom
when you, smell when, is like on you.
Mm-hmm. When you used to like maybe like 2A, humbling.
What is?
Hey, cuties, and now it's Megan. Hope you enjoyed that quick little preview. You can catch the rest of this Patreon exclusive at the link in our show notes. Love you, mean it.